Scattered throughout New Mexico, in cities like Santa Fe and Albuquerque, but also in small towns like Cordova, Las Trompas, and El Rito, are dozens of historic churches, adobe and stone structures dating back to the 19th, 18th, and 17th centuries, many of them in danger of collapse. A new nonprofit is helping to preserve these significant buildings, Nuevo México Profundo. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and with me at KUNM is its co-founder, writer and historian Frank Graziano. Frank, great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
In general, Frank, who is taking responsibility to care for these churches?
The situation in New Mexico is unique because there are what are called mayordomos, church caretakers. This is an old Hispanic tradition. A family, or sometimes a single person, church appointed, will take responsibility for care of the church for a period of a year. There are very few people who are willing to do that now, so the same person or the person's brother or sister or cousin will tend to do it in subsequent years, assuming responsibility for the maintenance of a church.
And where does the financial support for these people come from?
There is no financial support. So the mayordomos, and this is a critical point because it's contributing to the demise of the churches, the mayordomos, who often are poor themselves, assume the responsibility of raising funds for the maintenance of the church. They hope on feast day in the collection to raise some money. They have raffles. They auction things. The archdiocese puts no money into the mission churches. The state, to my knowledge, puts no money into the mission churches. So all the burden falls back on the community.
And adobe is very high maintenance.
Correct.
Every year.
Yes. And if you let it go, it deteriorates quickly. When I first started this project, I bought a guidebook to historic churches in northern New Mexico. The book was published in the 1990s. And when I started going out into the field to see these churches, I discovered that about a quarter of them had already fallen down between 1990 and now. And I think we're going to see repetition of that statistic unless there's some kind of serious intervention.
What kind of assistance can your nonprofit offer these churches?
It's financial. It's raising awareness with the hope of attracting more financial assistance. And we're trying to diversify the uses of the churches. Some of them have two or three masses a year, but the church kind of sits in the community and isn't used. And that initiated the idea that perhaps the churches could be used for other things that would enhance the community. So that's another dimension of what we're trying to do.
Looking forward 10, 20, 30 years, what needs to happen to ensure that these churches will survive and thrive?
If you look at these churches as part of the history of New Mexico, and some of them are in communities where there are no more people, maybe you try to take some responsibility to do what you can to save them. That's kind of how I see it.
Historian Frank Graziano co-founded Nuevo México Profundo, a nonprofit helping to maintain and restore the state's historic churches. Fundraising tours of three such churches will take place on July 13th. Details and more from Frank at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.